This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I was scrolling the old Twitter today, and I came across this thread from a guy by the name of Dalton K. Forsythe. Who is Dalton K. Forsythe? I had no idea, but it was pointed out at the top of the thread that he is in charge of the Utah State, current Mountain West, soon to be new Pac-12 member, which is still weird that Utah State is going to be part of the new Pac, but remember, that's basically every state school will be a member of the Pac-12. So, out here on the West Coast, partners with Oregon State and Washington State. And so I do think that this matters, not just because they're going to be in a conference with a couple of the local schools, but it sounds like this is kind of happening across the landscape of college football. And I think it's something that is going to be very interesting as this plays out, because is this going to be more court cases for the NCAA? So if you don't know, house settlement that occurred with the NCAA freeing up, it was a settlement. So players are now going to retroactively go back and get paid. And then moving forward, college athletic programs can now split revenue with college athletes. In Division I, it's up to $20-something million. And it can go up as the years go on, and you can spend up to that limit, or you can spend as little as you want. It's up to each individual school to decide. And you can still have NIL. You still have collectives. Differences now in the house settlement, you can now take these collectives and you can move them in-house. You know, before, it used to be that the collective supposedly was not being allowed to be part of the school, which we know is bullcrap anyways. We know that the collectives were working hand in hand with the school. Now the NIL payments, though, can directly come from the school. So some of these collectives will stay independent. Others will morph with the program. And now they're saying that every deal from the name, image, and likeness has to go through basically a clearinghouse system. It has to go through a new thing called the NIL Go system. You now, the NCAA wants to know what these name, image, and likeness deals are for. And then they will either approve or disapprove. But they all have to go through that to try to get some sort of transparency. And when this system was first announced, there was a lot of speculation that this thing is going to be an unmitigated disaster. One, what system are you going to have to be able to clear the thousands of deals that are going us across the board?
Right.
Because this isn't just football. This is football, basketball, women's basketball, track and field. Anyone getting an NIL payment has to have this submitted. You imagine the sheer amount of deals that are going to have to be dealt with in a short period of time. And then also, who gets to decide what is or isn't a legitimate deal, mm-hmm. right? So this was an ongoing concern.
The other one that I want to point out, too, not to derail you here, is you're also trusting that the kids won't just get DM'd and accept the DM, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of college kids, in a shocking development, are stupid. And if someone just texts them and says, I'll give you $500 to take this photo with my t-shirt, they will do it.
Well, if you tell me that my fair market value is $5,000 and someone wants to give me $20,000, am I really going to be like, no, I'm not taking your $20,000?
Right.
So we're now again putting arbitrary limits on what people can make. Well, this is a threat. This is from the head of the Utah State NIL Collective. He said, we worked hard to input our NIL deals well ahead of the July 1st deadline. Because that was when the July 1st was when the House settlement officially became signed, sealed, and delivered, and this new system fell into place. He said, we worked hard to meet the July 1 deadline, as did most of other schools that I've spoken with. Despite that, we've had nonstop issues. The NIL Go website was frequently down, and once deals were submitted, they often timed out every 5 days due to lack of timely review. If you put a deal into the system and 5 days went by and it wasn't dealt with, you had to go back and resubmit the deal.
Right. Like, are these companies really going to sit there and wait when they, again, is the kid going to sit there and wait?
And he said, some of our deals have timed out multiple times, not because any compliance issue, but because the system simply isn't being managed at the pace that the NIL requires. So imagine you're a kid and you get a $25,000 NIL deal. You take it to your school and you say, hey, we're going to submit this for approval, and you have to submit it 4 to 5 times, and it keeps getting turned down, not because it's a legitimate deal, because we can't get to it in time. Mm-hmm. And now that deal becomes null and void. You technically can't get the payment, or you're worried about if you do get that money, you spend it, are you going to have to repay it if they deem that non-compliant? Now we're hearing from peers across the country that nearly 100% of collective-backed NIL deals are being denied, regardless of size or structure. Why? The College Sports Commission has taken the position that collectives cannot serve valid business purpose, a standard that was never communicated before it was implemented. In a July 10th memo, NIL Go finally confirmed what many feared, and this is from the NIL Go, the new clearinghouse system. An entity with a business purpose of providing payments or benefits to a student athlete or institutions rather than providing goods or services to the general public for profit does not satisfy the valid business purposes requirement of Rule 22.13. They are basically telling you that if a deal comes from a collective, it will be turned down. He goes on to detail an NIL deal, and we won't go into all the details because it's multiple pages, but he put forth a great example. It's like 6 pages long, and it says it's a real example of a deal that was submitted, and they redacted the player's name. Trying to throw a kid under the bus. But the total compensation was only $2,300. $2,300. Mm. And it said it included social media posts, appearances, brand promotion, real deliverables clearly documented. So again, the whole purpose of NIL supposedly is a company is paying you for your name, image, and likeness. $2,300 required you to post about it, required you to make appearances, required you to promote a brand for $2,300. The athlete had responsibilities, compensation matched the work. It wasn't anything like, hey, you make 3 appearances and we give you $500,000. $2,300. You care to guess what the NCAA Go website said?
Well, they turned it down because it's all social media stuff. And that, but
shot it down.
But that's the other thing, though. Like, who are the people that are in charge of like running this? Because a lot of the NIL deals that these kids are going to make are through the social media. Like, I always think of like Livy Dunn or the Cavender twins.
Yep. What's their fair market value?
Well, and all of their stuff that they did was based off social media followers. Now, they might have been overpaid, right? But if you have a younger, marketing person or person who has experience in social media, there's more money getting doled out on posts and TikTok videos and X posts on Twitter. Like, there is a market that is opening that people don't understand the true value of if they are of a certain age, because that market just opened within the last 4 or 5 years.
It's insanity that the NCAA thinks that they can determine what someone's fair market value is. Again, I ask, what was Caitlin Clark's fair market value? What was Cooper Flagg's fair market value? What is Juju Watkins' fair market? Livy Dunn at LSU, Marcus Mariota when he was at Oregon, what is his fair market value?
How do you
determine? This is $2,300 and is being turned down. And he also brings up a point here, the Utah State Collective president, which, by the way, you should pay attention to this, Oregon State and Washington State. He's pointing out to the smaller schools that can't share the revenue the way the big boys. Remember, you can now share over $20 million with your student athletes, right? If you're one of the schools like Utah State, like Oregon State, like Washington State that may not be able to spend the full $20 million, right? Maybe you can only share a quarter of that, a half of that. Let's say you can spend $11 million to share. You're already at a disadvantage, right? Because your payouts to your student athletes are less. And now you're basically telling them that any collective that you gather to try to close that gap. Imagine if you're Oregon State and the Beaver Dam Collective gets together and they raise a bunch of money and they're like, hey, we're going to try to close that gap to make sure our student athletes are getting paid. Now the NCAA is saying, no, that comes from a collective. Therefore, we're going to deny every one of your claims, even if it's something as paltry as $2,300. I mean, this is insane. Oh, and by the way, that's even if you can get us to even rule on your deal that you put into the clearinghouse portal. Because it sure sounds like in this case, Utah State had to do this multiple times and they just let it sit and die on the vine. And meanwhile, if I'm a booster and I'm waiting to give a kid money, how many times does that deal get turned down before I just give him the cash under the table?
Agreed.
And then what do we do? We're right back in the same situation we were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, when we were just paying athletes under the table. It's just, this is ridiculous. And by the way, unless it is collectively bargained, to where you set limits on what you can pay athletes, this is the definition of antitrust. You as an industry cannot cap what people can earn without there being a union, without it being collectively bargained. This is insane to me that the NCAA just got done getting their asses handed to them in court for like five straight years. And now after all of that, we're still at the point where they're like, now we're still going to say how much you can make and we're going to be the ones to determine how much your name image is worth.
Right.
And even if it's for a legitimate purpose, we still aren't going to do it because it's coming from a collective and we don't like collectives. It needs to come from in-house.
Well,
it's just the NCAA's head is so far up their ass. It's stunning to me. And I know that no one wants to see this become professional football. No one wants to see contracts. No one wants to see it collectively bargained. I just don't see how in any shape or form this isn't the way this is headed. Because if you think players are going to sit here and if a player was making $1 million from NIL, do you really think he's going to allow and just sit there on his hands and be like, well, I guess I'm only worth 10 grand now because that's what you say I'm worth. You're only worth what someone's willing to pay you. Unless it's this new NIL Go clearinghouse system. And then apparently you're worth nothing if it comes from a collective. This is just, and meanwhile, at Big 12 Media Days, you have Mike Gundy saying, we need a union, right? The players need a union. This needs to be collectively bargained. Deion Sanders came out and said, again, at Media Day, we need to have a salary cap.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's simple. I would like to point out that Texas Tech, their NIL payments for this year, for all of their sports, $55 million. They spent $55 million on this for all their sports across and NIL deals for 1 year.
Well, they have a billionaire, don't they?
Yeah, they got a billionaire.
They got a billionaire.
But now, again, you're going to go back and tell that guy that was going to spend $55 million, you're going to tell him, nope, none of those deals are legit. Right. And it sounds like most coaches do support. It used to be like the big sacrilegious thing to say. They said almost every Big 12 coach from Kyle Whittingham to Mike Gundy to Deion Sanders are all like, no. The only way we move forward with this is with a collectively bargained thing. So this is going to me going to be the story of the year. Cause as this goes on, remember last year we had a UNLV quarterback quit middle of the season.
Saluka.
Yeah. Due to NIL payments.
He was promised like a million and he got like 60K.
Yeah. We've seen players from Florida and Miami basically threaten a mutiny over this.
Jalen Rashada left Florida because they weren't going to pay up on what they promised.
So what's going to happen the first time that a big-name player who was sitting on a multi-million dollar deal gets told 2 weeks before the season that that deal is null and void and you don't get that money or you have to give that money back? Good luck with that. I mean, I'm hoping that this doesn't derail college football season and become the main kind of topic of discussion. But so far, it's been the main topic of discussion at media days. And you're now getting coaches and these collective leaders that are coming out and giving you a glimpse at what this system is like. I just don't see how this doesn't crash and burn in a really, really bad way for the NCAA. Or you just get ready for more lawsuits. Because the NCAA has done so well in court over the last couple of years. I'm sure that this is going to go really, really well for them when they go to court and say, yeah, he's not an employee, and we don't really have any authority to cap what he makes, but we would like to cap what he makes. Because someone might have an issue with that. Somewhere Jeffrey Kessler and every other lawyer is just licking his chops, waiting for someone to tell a million-dollar athlete that he's now worth $10,000. We come back in the news. Here, though, is Will with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.